Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District. It's a beautiful district indeed. I want to ask you a question about the Mueller investigation. There are many of us, and I'm one, who have thought that if a rat goes in a corner, and you try to get it, it will bite you. Now, I'm not making any definite analogy here, but I do truly think, and I've been predicting it for a long time, that if Trump sees no way out, he's got to fire Mueller.
Right. And that's why I think Congress ought to pass legislation essentially to protect Mueller, and if not protecting him outright, protecting the investigation and all that he has gathered up to this point so that people know what's there and what's not there. Look, this is let's not forget this. This is an investigation that was initiated in large part because of Russia attacked our democracy. They interfered in our election. I don't care what you think of Trump, and I don't care what your political philosophy is. That ought to bother everybody. And we ought to know what happened. And that is what the Mueller investigation is about. So, you know, I don't know what Donald Trump thinks that Mueller has on him or on his people or what he's nervous about. I mean, if he did nothing wrong and his campaign did nothing wrong, then there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah. But we know, Jim McGovern, that there's some things that have been done wrong. We know that a lot of people have been indicted already. Grand juries have been formed. Washington Post just had a huge article on the kinds of questions that were being asked about, the firing of Comey and the rest. Right. And it doesn't look good for the president from my perspective anyway.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't from my perspective either. But the bottom line is that if the president believes that he did nothing wrong, then, you know, he ought to just shut up and let the investigation go forward. If there is wrongdoing, then we're going to have to deal with it. And again, it's a serious matter. And in the president's, you know, kind of frustration, what he has ended up doing is not only, in my opinion, playing a role in obstructing justice, but he's also trying to bring into question our whole justice system. And I think that is very, very dangerous. I mean, one of the things this president does on a regular basis is he questions our institutions. If the judiciary doesn't go the way he wants it to, the judges, you know, are no good. He questions, every time he gets a bad article in the paper, he questions, our press and, you know, whether or not all they do is put forward fake news. I mean, he brings all that into question. And, you know, with Mueller, who is a Republican and by all accounts is a man of impeccable integrity, he's lashing out at him in a way that is just unbecoming of the presidency. And we all want is the truth here. And so while Donald Trump has these regular meltdowns, I think it's up to Congress to do everything we can to protect the special prosecutor's office and him in particular, and what he has investigated up to this point. Because even if Donald Trump finds a way to fire Mueller, I think he needs to know that doesn't mean the end of the investigation. And if he fires Mueller, I think you're going to see a major constitutional crisis in this country.
What does that mean? What do you mean by a constitutional crisis?
I think what it means is that people are going to begin to wonder whether or not the president believes that he is so far above the law that none of the laws apply to him. And I think you're going to have, court challenges and major debates here in Congress on whether or not he has the right to do with some of the stuff that he's done. The president, when you listen to Rudy Giuliani, I mean, the president basically, if you listen to Giuliani, no law applies to him. He's like the king, you know, I mean, he could do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to respond to subpoenas. He doesn't have to go before a grand jury. He doesn't have to respect anything that anybody does. I thought Richard Nixon was the ultimate, example of corruption and law breaking. But boy, there were certain things that he wouldn't even do. And we have a president right now who seems to think that, you know, he can get away with anything. And, you know, everybody in this country has to abide by the rule of law, and that includes the president of the United States.
Now, you and I have discussed Ryan. We've discussed Senate leaders and others. These guys, these Republicans, it seems to me, all say the right thing. Mueller should be allowed to continue. McConnell certainly says that. But nobody seems to be ready to do what you said, which is to protect him.
Well, McConnell and Ryan are kind of the problems right now, because I do think that at least in the Senate, you can get a bipartisan bill passed to protect Mueller. You know, the House, even in the House, I think you could probably do that, because I'm not sure, you know, I'm sure we could find 20 or 30 Republicans that would, you know, that are willing to go on record as protecting the special prosecutor's office. But look, you know, I mean, the leadership in the House and Senate, the Republican leadership, are circling the wagons. And it is really scary to me, because, you know, it's reminiscent of the another time in this country where you had, you know, Joseph McCarthy on the rise, and who got up every day and demagogued institutions that he didn't like, and lied and lied and lied and lied, and nobody said a word because they were all afraid of him. Margaret Chase Smith, a Republican from Maine, had the guts to stand up, and it took a while for others to follow. Ultimately, when people followed, McCarthy collapsed. But the bottom line is that if people don't speak out, if people don't stand up for the rule of law, what's right and what is just, you know, I mean, great damage could be done.
You bet.
And I always tell people, don't take for granted our institutions. You know, they're here because we insist that they be here and that they be respected. These rights can be taken away. Rule of law can be destroyed in this country. And it's happened in other countries that have had democratic traditions. So we can't take any of this stuff for granted. This is very, very serious.
I want to go to what's going on in Israel and Gaza right now. What do you make of the president's decision to move the embassy?
Well, I thought it was a mistake. You know, and Democratic and Republican presidents prior to this president have refrained from doing that, and thought that that should be the discussed at the end between the Israelis and Palestinians. It wouldn't be something that we would try to impose. And so, you know, he just blew all that away. And now we see this incredible level of violence. You know, Gaza is like hell on earth. I mean, and I'm just heartbroken over the protests and the violence. I got to tell you, the disproportionate response by the Israeli security forces against the protesters. Bullets aren't the answer here. And you know, we need to start thinking about how we resolve differences and how we come to accommodations on issues over the Middle East, and how we get this peace process back on track. But it seems moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, you know, it seems like we're all alone in that. Us and Netanyahu, and the rest of the world is staying away. And I'm just afraid that that this violence is spiraling out of control. So, these actions, you know, have consequences, and I'm very disturbed by what I'm seeing.
It's always wonderful to talk to our friend Jim McGovern, Massachusetts' beautiful second district. He's been in office since 1997, and he's a guy who thinks about some very important things. Jim, I have incredible respect for you, and I want to thank you.
Well, thank you. I love being with you on the show, so thank you.